Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We heard you loud and clear. You wanted us to cut through the noise on the California housing market.
Yep, it's a complex beast, that one.
Absolutely. So today, we're giving you that essential strategic roadmap, focusing on just one really key piece of intel.
And we're zeroing in on something foundational. It might seem simple, just an announcement, but really, it's the bedrock for, well, all the 2025 planning in this sector. Think of it as the industry's new compass setting.
That's the mission for today. And just to be clear, we're not digging into the specific numbers, not just yet anyway.
Right.
Instead, we're looking at the why and the how of the announcement itself, the strategy, the timing, the structure implied by the release of the California Housing Market Forecast 2025.
And the source here is critical. It's the California Association of Realtors, CAR.
CAR, right.
When you see their name on it, you know it carries weight. This isn't just some pundit speculating. CAR actively shapes market expectations. Their forecasts influence, you know, investment, lending, the whole ecosystem.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit more for our audience, who mostly follow this pretty closely. It's not just that they released it, but why now? What's the strategic thinking behind launching the 2025 forecast at this particular moment? Does it signal anything about their confidence, maybe?
That timing question is, I think, probably the most revealing detail just from the headline itself. It says, CAR releases its 2025 California housing market forecast.
Releases.
Putting out a full forecast this early. Well, it suggests they feel an urgent need to set the benchmark now. We're still wrapping up the current year, right?
Right.
But industry leadership clearly feels it's important to define the narrative for 2025 already.
So that urgency. Are they trying to provide some stability ahead of potential, I don't know, chaos? Or maybe reacting to volatility they already see coming?
Probably a bit of both, wouldn't you say? They definitely want to get their predictions out there well before, say, the Fed makes its big interest rate decisions for next year.
Oh, okay. Front-running the Fed chatter.
Kind of, yeah. If they wait, you know, market sentiment could just get pulled in all directions by rumors or, frankly, unreliable analysis. By releasing early, CAR basically controls the narrative. They give banks, homebuyers, everyone, a solid professional number to anchor to.
It becomes the default starting point.
Mm.
Like every planning meeting, every financial model for California real estate now has the CAR number plugged in.
Precisely.
But that brings up the word forecast.
Mm.
What does that specific term imply? When CAR calls it a forecast, what kind of methodological rigor are they committing to compared to just like a market update?
That one word, forecast, does a lot of heavy lifting. It signals this isn't just looking at recent trends and drawing a line. It implies, you know, serious modeling. They have to factor in incredibly complex variables. Things like mortgage rate sensitivity, how much do buyers react, inventory elasticity, how quickly does supply change with price, and, crucially for California, projecting migration patterns.
And those factors are all super sensitive to national stuff, right? Like you mentioned the Fed. If CAR is forecasting a whole year out, they must be making a pretty big assumption about interest rates. Are they betting on rates staying high, coming down?
Absolutely. That's almost the core assumption baked in, even if it's not in the title. California, with its high prices and big mortgages, is uniquely tied to national monetary policy. So if their forecast shows, let's say, modest price growth for 2025, they are implicitly predicting a specific path for the 30-year fixed rate. That hidden assumption, that's the real strategic insight we need to watch for when the details come out. It tells us what CAR thinks the Fed will actually do.
So not just what they hope they'll do.
Right. It's a prediction about reality.
Okay, so that leads to maybe the biggest challenge hidden in that title, the geography, California housing market forecast. But, you know, anyone who lives or works there knows California isn't one market. It's like thousands of different microclimates, economically speaking.
Yeah, that's the synthesis problem, isn't it? It's huge. You've got the Central Valley behaving completely differently from, say, the Bay Area or LA.
Totally different cycles sometimes.
Right. So how do you possibly create one statewide number that's actually useful or meaningful? It's almost a necessary conflict within the data itself.
But what do they do? Just average everything out and hope for the best? Or is it more about predicting some kind of unified market psychology?
They kind of have to do both, which is why it's so tough, but also why the forecast is so important. They can't realistically issue, you know, 58 different county forecasts.
No, that wouldn't work.
The market, especially national lenders and policymakers, needs that single benchmark, that temperature reading for the whole state.
Yeah.
So CAR focuses hard on synthesizing median price and sales volume. Those are really the only metrics you can aggregate effectively enough to get that statewide view.
So the structure itself, one big number for the whole state, is really a strategic choice. It provides clarity,
yeah,
even if it smooths over some pretty dramatic regional differences. Which means, for you listening, if you're focused on, say, San Diego or Sacramento, you have to take that CAR number and then immediately filter it through your local knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, is my area likely to beat that state median or fall short?
Precisely. CAR provides the anchor point. Then it's up to the local players, the realtors, the analysts, to figure out how their specific patch usually deviates from that state baseline. It's like a cascade of information.
Okay, let's pull back for a second.
Yeah.
CAR does this every year. How's their track record been? Are these forecasts generally reliable? Because with this much influence, people need to know if they're following a solid blueprint or just, you know, institutional momentum.
That's a really fair question. Historically, CAR's forecasts have actually been pretty good at predicting volume, a number of sales.
Deals velocity, okay.
Yeah. Where they sometimes struggle a bit more is predicting median price changes, especially in years with really wild swings, high volatility.
Lie to the difference.
Well, sales volume is often tied more tightly to things you can model reasonably well, like inventory levels and interest rate impacts. Price, on the other hand, is much more sensitive to things like consumer confidence, wage growth, which can be way more unpredictable, frankly.
Ah, okay. So if they're generally better on volume, that suggests where the real strategic value might lie for the industry using this forecast. It helps plan for how much business is likely to happen.
You got it.
Less about guessing the exact price tag, more about operational readiness staffing, marketing budgets, how much capital lenders need to allocate for 2025.
Exactly right. Think about a bank planning its mortgage lending capacity for next year. Knowing the likely number of sales CAR predicts is way more critical for them than mailing the exact median price increase down to the last dollar. It's about planning for the size of the pie, operationally speaking.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've looked at the timing, the challenge of that statewide number, the meaning of forecast, the implicit Fed calls, all just from the announcement headline and knowing it's CAR. What's the single biggest takeaway for our listener who needed this update?
I think the foundational takeaway is this. CAR has now officially released its comprehensive 2025 housing market forecast, and they did it early. This document sets the institutional baseline. It's the official expectation for California real estate activity next year.
It's the benchmark.
It's the benchmark, yeah. Everything else, reported rate assumptions, inventory news, sales figures will now be measured against this forecast. And its very structure, that single statewide number, highlights the huge data challenge involved.
That's the key insight, really. You now know where the authoritative high-level data is coming from. You understand why it came out early to guide planning. And you appreciate the inherent tension in creating one number for such a diverse state. Just knowing that puts you way ahead of someone just waiting for a price headline.
It's about understanding the information architecture, right? The title, the source, the release date. These tell you where the center of gravity for market discussion is going to be for the next year or so.
Right. So to sum up, the California Housing Market Forecast 2025
mm-hmm.
by CAR, it's out, it's official, and it's basically required reading for anyone planning strategically around California real estate next year.
It is the playbook. Simple as that.
Okay, as we wrap up, let's leave you with something to think about. We talked about how CAR might be historically better at predicting sales volume than median price, and how volume is maybe more critical for operational planning.
Hmm.
So given that track record and considering all the current economic uncertainty, especially around the Fed, which metric do you think the real experts, the ones making the big decisions, are watching more closely right now as they digest this forecast or median price? And why would focusing on one over the other fundamentally change how they allocate the resources for 2025? Mull that over as you start to see the actual numbers from the forecast emerge.